This is PodTech.net, and I'm Kip Meekum. Today we're talking with David Jolly, managing partner of the Salt Lake City office of Ernst & Young, and recently involved in the Ernst & Young Utah Entrepreneur of the Year 2006 Awards event held in Salt Lake City. David, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you this morning.
If you would, David, please briefly introduce the Entrepreneur of the Year event and yourself to our listeners.
Sure. Again, David Jolly, the managing partner with Ernst & Young in our Salt Lake City office, and it really is a pleasure to spend a few minutes with you this morning and talk about the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year program. This year is a big year for us. This was our 2006 marks our 20th year anniversary of the program. And the program started many years ago as a single location back in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And from that starting point, the program is now conducted in 26 regions in the U.S., as well as 35 countries around the world. And really the whole goal and objective of the program is to highlight and identify those entrepreneurs around the world that are so instrumental to fueling our economy, and trying to identify the next Google.coms and the next 1-800-Flowers and those companies that continue to, like I said, fuel the economy. So it really has been a fun program and has allowed us as a firm to recognize nearly 7,000 entrepreneurs across the country. And like I said, a lot of those recipients are household names today.
I think it's safe to say, David, that at first pass, most people would not associate a global accounting firm like Ernst & Young with startup ventures and entrepreneurship. Tell us a little bit about the cultural drivers that compel a firm as huge as Ernst & Young to reach out to entrepreneurs and risk takers with this level of a 20-year commitment to entrepreneurship.
Well, I think that's a good question. You know, I think, as you point out, not many people would connect the image of a large, stodgy CPA firm with the dynamic entrepreneurs that are creating new businesses. But what we realized a long time ago is that if you look at the Fortune 100, and I can't tell you the exact numbers, but of that Fortune 100 today, only a small percentage of those were in the Fortune 100 20 years ago. So recognizing that in the United States and really in markets around the world, there are new companies that are emerging and innovating and will one day become the business leaders in our communities. And so Ernst & Young recognized that and said, you know, wouldn't it be a great program to recognize those entrepreneurs and really demonstrate and highlight their successes, which hopefully in turn will continue to fuel that entrepreneurial spirit in these different communities.
So with the Utah event, David, is there anything unique or different about this year's crop of Utah Entrepreneur of the Year finalists and the actual award winners? Was there anything that stood out in contrast to you in comparison to other years?
Well, let me first say that Salt Lake City is a relatively small business community when compared to, you know, like the Bay Area or to Chicago or New York. And so as a small business community, I think one of the things that continues to amaze me year after year is that one of my big concerns is, have we tapped out all of those really great entrepreneurial stories? And there's not going to be any follow-on stories the next year. But what amazes me year after year is that there's a new crop of companies that has really, you know, kind of risen from the garages and from their basements and created something that's truly innovative and in many cases industry leading, and we continue to see that year after year, and this year was really no exception. As a matter of fact, one of the companies that was an award recipient 2 weeks ago in Utah, a software company called Omniture, went public yesterday and was is the latest IPO in the country. So I thought that was somewhat unique, just the timing of how that worked out.
Any details on the Omniture IPO there, if we could segue for just a moment?
Well, I'll tell you that it's the IPO market is an extraordinarily tough market right now. And so I think it was a real tribute to the company to be able to sell into a difficult market, get an IPO done, and get out. And hopefully we'll see some really great things continue to come out of that little company that started out in two founders' basement 8 years ago.
In her remarks at the Utah event, Jacqueline Bria, America's Director of Strategy Implementation for Strategic Growth Markets at Ernst & Young, said that the Utah program is the envy of all the other programs in the nation. What is it, David, about Utah's version of this event that makes it the envy of these other 25 domestic programs happening here in the States?
Well, first of all, let me say that I think that while we're flattered by Jacqueline's comments, I think that she was being kind to us, and we appreciated that recognition. I think if you went around to those other locations in the United States, I think that you would see an equal sense of pride for the quality of those programs. I think that what probably differentiates the Utah event from some of the others around the country is the level of energy and excitement. The Entrepreneur of the Year program in Salt Lake has really become the business event annually in Salt Lake City. And, you know, for a market the size of Salt Lake City to bring 1,000 people to a program like that consists of the award recipients, the companies that have supported them, the employees, families, friends, civic leaders, I think that does make it unique to have that kind of support in a market like Salt Lake City. And it just seems to continue to get better and better each year and grows in momentum. So that's one of the things that I think that Jacqueline was pointing out in her comments, and we appreciated that recognition.
David, what is the value of the Entrepreneur of the Year event to the Utah business climate in general and to the Utah technology segment in particular?
If you look at Utah and Salt Lake City in particular, you see the ingredients for a strong entrepreneurial community. And we see that with the number of new technologies that have come out of Utah and new companies that have really set a standard. And by recognizing those companies and those founders and innovators, hopefully that will bring increased attention and visibility and create momentum for others to follow in their footsteps. And, you know, one of the things that was interesting to me, a couple of years ago, we had an entrepreneur receive an award, and he said, you know, I enjoyed being in this program so much, and the benefits to our company and the employees in terms of increased morale and increased publicity were so great. He said, I kind of wish we hadn't have won so that we could come back in the program the next year and had that same level of excitement going through the program again. So when I hear stories like that, those are the sorts of things that point to, you know, this is a good program. It's doing good things to inspire others to follow in these entrepreneurs' footsteps, and I think creates a level of awareness and visibility and excitement for our business community.
Well, being present at the event, there was a lot of energy there. It was very enjoyable, and I would tip the hat to Ernst & Young for a great execution here in Utah in 2006.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Our last standard question, David, for everyone who participates in the podcast: if you could go to lunch today with any three people in the world, and they do have to be alive.
Okay, that's going to change my answer.
All right. Tell our listeners who you would like to go to lunch with and why.
All right. Well, we'll start with an easy one, somebody who's alive. Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler of Aerosmith.
Of Aerosmith. You know, in my next life, I want to be a rock star. So
that's
maybe
he can
give us some insight there.
Great answer. No one's brought Steven to the table before.
And then, you know, a lot of people that have passed on that I would love to get their insight and perspective because of the leadership that they've demonstrated for the country. But, you know, some of the people that are alive today, I think somebody like a Michael Dell, who was able to have a vision and an idea and was willing to take the risk and do something that was at the time innovative and stick with it and create something that is a global leader today. And I think, I remember growing up in Texas and hearing about a guy who started a computer business out of his dorm room at the University of Texas and thought, you know, that sounds kind of crazy. Well, here we are, you know, almost 20 years later, and that's a global leader in an industry. And being able to sit down with somebody like that and just pick his brain, I think, would be very intriguing.
And the third one?
I'll throw out an easy one. Another entrepreneur, actually, that was recognized here in Salt Lake City a number of years ago and went on to the national program was Debbie Fields. And
now that's Debbie Fields of Mrs. Fields Cookies.
Mrs. Fields Cookies, right? She's attractive, wealthy, and she makes a great chocolate chip cookie.
Hard to refuse. Folks, we've been speaking today with David Jolly, manager of the Salt Lake City office of Ernst & Young. And David has a very busy schedule. We actually had to do this by telephone today in spite of the fact that we're both in Salt Lake City. David, thank you very much for joining us on the podcast.